You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas. Let us pray. God, give us hearts to know your love, ears to hear your whispers, eyes to see your glory, and lips to speak only your truth. Amen. Please. What is in a name? This morning, our gospel lesson, and I know that there's at least 10 of you in here that know this, because I know that Miss Jane, and actually there's like 15, because I know that Ray and Brooke were talking about it with the youth too. What is in a name? It's an important question. In our gospel today, John begins his story right after Jesus' baptism. His pace at this point is narrative. One thing happens, and then immediately we get to hear something else. Jesus has just been baptized, and it seems he hasn't even really started his ministry yet, because he's just wandering back and forth up and down the banks of the Jordan in the wilderness. That's all he's done. There have been no stories of healing the sick, or giving sight to the blind, or sound to the deaf, or loosening the tongues of the mute. He hasn't even turned water into wine yet. He's just walking up and down the river. And John has started preaching already. John says, "This guy, yesterday, I baptized him and the Holy Spirit came down. This is the Son of God." Two of his disciples are pretty excited about that. They've been hanging around with John for quite some time, listening. And so they go and follow. And they didn't tell Jesus they were following him right away, because we hear that when Jesus turned around and saw them, he asked, "What are you looking for?" So I'm imagining them creeping along on their tiptoes, trying to be quiet. Like, where's he going? Who is this guy? And in fact, that's exactly what they want to know. He turns around, "What are you looking for?" Well, they got to come up with something now. They can't say, "Well, we were told you were the Son of God, and we just aren't sure what to think yet." So they're like, "Will you show us your Airbnb, please?" You know, already at this point, Jesus has moved away from his hometown. He's out here in the wilderness outside Jerusalem. He's no longer in Nazareth by Galilee. That's quite a ways. He came a long way to be baptized by John. And he's what we would call in 2020 a couch surfer. He doesn't have that money for a studio in Midtown. So he's just living on the futon. And he says, "Come on, look at it. Come and see." What a simple invitation. Come and see. And he knows that they want to see more than just where he's staying. And in the invitation that they receive and that you and I receive today and every day is a deeper meaning. I know you want to know where I'm staying, but you want to know who I am. And so they come and they see. And Andrew is overwhelmed. Andrew, little brother of Simon, in an age where little brothers weren't listened to any more than they are today, as I speak as a little brother, and you know, it's all in one ear, out the other. Andrew is so excited that he risks his reputation with his big brother, and he says, "We've found the Messiah." There's something in that name. Something so much in that name that they keep the word the same, and then we have to have John tell us it's translated as this. the anointed. This is the one on whom God has rested, whom God has called to serve the people Israel, to lead us into the love of God. His name is Jesus. His name is Holy One. His name is Messiah, Mashiach. Come, follow me, and he'll show you who he is. Simon, ever willing to be wrong, as we'll see in the Gospels as they come forth, Simon's like, okay. He's never worried about what he's got to lose. He just says, okay, I'll come. Show me. And he comes to Jesus, and the first thing Jesus says is, you are Simon, son of John. You're to be called Cephas. The first thing he does with Simon is say, well, I know this is your name, but I'm going to call you this. And I imagine myself going to someone that I'm really excited to see. And I show up. And Sue says to me, you are Kyle, son of Richard. Which you might not have known that. You're going to be called Tobias. Because it sounds good to me. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? Our name is something, it's one of the first things we learn about ourselves. Our name is, in our whole development, it wraps us up as who we are. Our identity is built around our name, and our name around our identity. They are intertwined, part of a whole. So when Simon goes to Jesus, and Jesus says, I know you're Simon, but I'm going to call you Peter. It's a big deal. It means that Jesus knows Simon better than Simon knows himself, or his father knows Simon. And Cephas and Peter, I'm going to tell you right now, and you might have talked about it in Sunday school. I don't know. I couldn't stay the whole time. It also means rock. Simon comes and is told, you're Simon, but I'm going to name you Rock. There's layers to that, isn't there? It's complicated because we often in the church hear that he was being called the rock, the one who would hold down the church. But he also occasionally is as dumb as a rock. Because just like he came to Jesus with his brother saying, hey, come on, we found this guy. Come check him out. He sees Jesus walking on water later on and says, oh, that looks like fun. Tell me to come see ya. And he goes and he walks along the water. And then he realizes, wait, I'm rock. And he starts to sink and he's afraid. He is all of those things, you see. Like you and I are more than one thing. He holds down the church, but he also goes off skipping into the water to see if it'll hold him up. He holds faith, but he also denies it. For you and I, there is nothing greater than the invitation we receive today and every day from our God in the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and see. We, like Simon, didn't hear what John had to say. We weren't there on the banks of the Jordan watching Jesus get baptized. We weren't there as Jesus just wandered back and forth for a couple days. We weren't there when he showed his lodging. We have simply the invitation. We have found the Messiah. Won't you come and see? And for us, it has to be enough. For us, it is everything. And as we come to see Jesus, here or anywhere, in our baptism, in our lives, we're told, you are Andrew, son of John. You are to be called beloved. That is our invitation. It's the power we hold to accept it, to accept this amazing love of God, and to do like Andrew did, and go off and tell people about it, even when we have no right to tell them anything as their younger brother, or as someone, their co-worker, or the person walking past them on the street. Even and especially, that's when we invite to come and see that the Lord is good, and that while your name is Kathy, it is also beloved. Amen.
Amen.